Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. We have a very special concert tonight, and I also want to tell you that coming up on Saturday night, yes, Saturday night is the rescheduled Symphonic Blast. That's right. Bob McConnell of the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra will be on this stage, and God willing, the weather will be great. Anyway, good evening. I'm Steve Hexum from News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, and our concert tonight will be broadcast at 9 o'clock by our friends at Standard Beaverdale. They've been serving the community and events for decades, and they have sponsored these concerts, every one of them on KBUR, for over a decade. Could we have a round of applause for them? Our very special concert tonight is underwritten, in other words, paid for by the Dave Scott Memorial. Dave Scott was the most instrumental person with this band that I have ever known. He was in charge of virtually everything. He did the recordings. There's his van over there. There is his lovely bride. There she is. Hi, Marcia. And a big, could I have the biggest round of applause you can possibly put together for Dave Scott? Tonight's concert is, of course, a very special concert. We have the director of bands from Iowa Wesleyan University. He's Dr. Michael Knight, and he is the conductor. He's come from a whole host of geographical places, including Delaware, and I'm not sure where else. He grew up in southeast Missouri, but he is here tonight with a fantastic program. And again, please, a big welcome for Dr. Michael Knight and the Burlington Municipal Band.
Thank you all for joining us this evening on a warm but thankfully a very dry night. Our first selection you heard, Fountain Lake Fanfare, was composed for the 1939 World's Fair in New York City. This piece was one of the works that accompanied a nightly fireworks display, thus Fountain Lake. And it was composed by noted Broadway orchestrator Robert Russell Bennett. One of Bennett's frequent collaborators on Broadway was the great American composer George Gershwin. Next, we will feature a medley of some of Gershwin's most famous melodies. You will hear Rhapsody in Blue, Strike Up the Band, Wintergreen for President, Embraceable You, Someone to Watch Over Me, The Man I Love, Liza, and finally, I've Got Rhythm. This piece will also feature a few of our talented soloists in the band, including Jim Preeb on the trombone and Sue Christensen on clarinet. We hope you enjoy this medley of Gershwin favorites.
Thank you.
Ennio Morricone's Academy Award-winning soundtrack for the 1986 film The Mission is the source of our next selection. The main theme from the film, titled Gabriel's Oboe, has become a favorite of not only oboists around the world, but other instrumentalists as well. Tonight we feature our own oboist, Dr. Jason Edwards, professor of music at Iowa Wesleyan University, on Ennio Morricone's Gabriel's Oboe. How about another hand for Dr. Edwards on oboe? With over 130 marches to choose from, one cannot be blamed for searching through John Philip Sousa's archives to find lesser-known marches that deserve to be performed. This gem from the Sousa Library comes from 1918 and was composed to honor the brave fighting soldiers of World War I. Here is Solid Men to the Front. Thank you. German composer Robert Schumann is probably best known for his art songs and piano works, in addition to his many symphonies and other major compositions. Our next selection comes from his collection of short works for piano titled Scenes from Childhood. Traumerei, which roughly translates to daydream, is a simple yet beautiful melody which has been used in film soundtracks and has been arranged for many different settings, including the concert band. This is Robert Schumann's Traumerei.
Thank you.
that also featured a few of our modest soloists in the band. Didn't want to stand up and take a bow, but Derek Murphy on trumpet, David Adams way back there on the euphonium, Marcia Korb on the flute, and again, Jason Edwards on oboe. Thank you very much. Born from Shakespearean tragedy, Leonard Bernstein's musical West Side Story tells the tale of star-crossed lovers Tony and Maria, reliving the story of Romeo and Juliet set within the gang feuds of 1950s New York City. This year, believe it or not, marks the 60th anniversary of the release of the original motion picture adaptation, with a new version set to be released this fall. In this medley, you will hear the popular selections Maria, Tonight, One Hand, One Heart, Cool, and Somewhere. This is Selections from West Side Story.
Thank you.
Thank you. That also featured Derek Murphy on that beautiful trumpet solo at the end. Our next selection, Guadalcanal March, comes from the soundtrack of the 1950s NBC television documentary, Victory at Sea. This Emmy Award-winning broadcast featured musical themes by American musical theater composer Richard Rodgers. In many ways, this soundtrack has become as popular, if not more popular, than the documentary itself, existing in many suites and arrangements for orchestra and concert band. We hope you enjoy this selection from Victory at Sea, titled Guadalcanal March. Singer Michael Lee Adey, who's better known by his stage name Meatloaf, used his powerful theatrical voice to become one of the most popular rock performers of the 1970s. In collaboration with songwriter Jim Steinman, Meatloaf recorded albums that still rank among the highest selling of all time. This medley features three of Meatloaf's greatest hits: Paradise by the Dashboard Light, Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, and I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. This work also features our saxophone soloist Ted Francis and trumpet soloist Derek Murphy. So please enjoy Meatloaf, the hits. Thank you. Who said this band can't rock, right? Thank you. Before we perform our final selections, I first of all want to thank the Burlington Municipal Band Board and the members of the band for inviting me to be a part of this summer series. We are really fortunate to have such talented and dedicated musicians in Burlington and the Southeast Iowa region. Don't you agree? So. We want to thank you all again for attending this evening, and we hope you're able to join us next week when our conductor will be Mark Eveleth. We close our concert tonight with one of the great light classics for band, Begin for Band by Glenn Osser. And then we will conclude with our traditional closer, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Thank you again for coming, and good night.